Which dua is the best to pray when you're going through a hard time and when you are at your lowest? Okay, there's numerous duas, to be honest. There's actually numerous duas in this. First are those duas, which I think one of the best duas that you could do is to sit and read Quran with meaning. Because you're going to come across so much in the Quran that is going to help you through this maze that you find yourself in. Because essentially when you're at your lowest, it's like a maze. You don't know which way to go. And you're just feeling at loss. You're feeling you're just feeling like you're worthless sometimes. So you start reading the Quran, you understand what Allah is saying. So I'm talking about a more holistic approach as opposed to just like putting your hands up and making a few du'as that you have no idea what you're saying. Then there are those du'as in which you praise Allah. La ilaha illallah al-azim al-haleem. La ilaha illallah rabbul arsh al-azim. La ilaha illallah rabbul samawati al-sab'i wa rabbul arsh al-azim. You know, there is no God except Allah, Lord of the throne, Lord of the heavens. All of these things, they really give you an understanding of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you focus on that, then you understand our smallness is then put into perspective. Right now, shaitan is making our slavehood, he's making us feel bad about it. Because he wants us to feel great in the wrong sense. So if you put ourselves that we're just servants of Allah. Right, so that's number two. Number three, there are other du'as like Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is sufficient for us and he's the best patron. That works miracles. Right? So an abundant reading of that. Number four, Allahumma ajurni fi musibati hadha. This is of course if you're in a musibah, right? If you're in some kind of calamity or difficulty, then you say, oh Allah, reward me for this calamity that I'm in the sense that reward me by giving me patience. You know, with all of this difficulty that I'm going through, then give me patience on that and elevate my status because of that. And give me, in return for it, something even better. You actually say that to people who have just lost a loved one, right? You're basically saying, أَعْظَمَ اللَّهُ أَجْرَكُ. May Allah increase your reward. Why? Because you've just lost something. Humans, when they lose something, they become vulnerable. When they become vulnerable, then they have to be patient unless they cry out and do wrong, right? Generally, you be patient. That's the time when you come with patience, and patience has a huge reward. So I think there has to be a holistic approach. It's not like some kind of spell that you just read a dua and you're done, right? It needs to be with meaning. And that really is what helps, because you're in a vulnerable state. You need to boost yourself up. And then there are traditions which mention that when your heart is broken, then you're very close to Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer your du'as, inshallah. So really, any heartfelt du'a at tahajjud is going to be really the most mighty du'a that you can do, along with all of these, inshallah.